USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Federal Trade Commission is warning Americans about a COVID vaccine survey scam. People are getting unsolicited emails and texts asking them to complete a limited-time survey about one of its vaccines. The scammers offer a free reward in exchange for completing the survey, but ask for a credit card or bank account number to pay shipping fees. Great Britain's Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, is dead at the age of 99. British historian Andrew Roberts tells NBC's Today Show about how life changed for Philip when Elizabeth suddenly found herself on the throne.
Instead of being an admiral, which is what ultimately he was going to do in the Royal Navy, he had to carry on for the next half century and longer, stepping two steps behind someone else. Luckily, it was a genuine love match.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America, erasing our history, threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel. On all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
New details out regarding where the COVID-19 relief package money is being spent.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marcia Fudge announced that nearly $5 billion from last month's COVID-19 relief package will go to states and local governments to battle homelessness. She said the funding was allocated to 651 various jurisdictions to provide housing and other services for those at risk. The $5 billion Home Investment Partnership Program was passed as part of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. The funding can be used to develop affordable housing, assist tenants with rent, acquire shelters, and secure other services. HUD said they plan to release another batch of funds targeting homelessness in the next few weeks. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Turkey's foreign ministry says the United States will send two warships to the Black Sea as tensions between Russia and Ukraine continue to increase. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The NASCAR Cup Series Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway is held on Memorial Day weekend, meaning one can expect to see plenty of patriotic themes and tributes to fallen service members. Rick Ware Racing will do the same as the team announced that all four vehicles will have paint schemes honoring four branches of the U.S. Armed Services. Garrett Smithley, driving the number 51 car that will honor the Army, tells Fox News,
"For me, I have a very deep-rooted passion in the military. Both of my grandfathers served, one in the Army, one in the Marines, and super thankful to have Nurtec ODT, Rick Ware Racing, Nine Line Apparel allow us to do this initiative. It's been really special going to some of these military base visits with Nurtec ODT. Super thankful to be a part of it, and definitely going to be very special when we hit the track for the Coke 600.
Yosemite National Park will now require advance reservations for day visitors during the peak summer season, and the park will limit the number of visitors to allow social distancing amid the pandemic. The number of visitors will range from 50 to 90%, depending on the levels of COVID-19 found in Mariposa County. The day use reservation system will return May 21st to September 30th. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.